important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Andy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
How can a place feel like home from the moment we first lay our eyes on it?
As long as a man has to go for a walk in a golf course, there is hardly a better place than St. Andrews.
Stage on which so many golfing dramas have been played.
The town of St. Andrews and the game of golf have become all but synonymous, even for the greatest ever to compete. Playing the old course for an Open is a singular, even spiritual experience. What it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like.
This is the birthplace of the game. I'm just in awe right now.
I've got to tell you, it's wonderful to win at St. Andrews. Thank you very much.
If you're going to be a player that's going to be remembered, you must win at St. Andrews.
Today, these contenders play to be remembered. Victor Hovland, the young Norwegian.
There's nothing disappointing about that. What a putt! Whoa! Victor Hovland!
Rory McIlroy, wanting to cement his legacy.
What a shot by McIlroy!
I think it's the holy grail of our sport. That's what winning an Open at St. Andrews is.
Each one of them hoping to walk over a small bridge and into a giant place in history. Who will be crowned the newest champion at the game's oldest championship? It's the final round of the 150th Open at St. Andrews.
Hello again, friends, and welcome to a special Open edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show with Randy Bergen, presented by our buddies at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen as we're broadcasting from our Super Speed Golf Studios located today. We are at the beautiful Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama, and hanging out with me, well, he's my dog, director of golf here at Quail Creek, my dear friend Bobby Hall. Bobby, man, thanks for hosting us here as you always do at for Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Good to have you back. You've been on the road for quite some time, been in Lake Tahoe at the American Century Championship. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But, brother, glad to have you here and glad to be with you today.
Well, Randy, welcome to the 150th Open Championship. We welcome you to the holy grail of golf in Baldwin County. Welcome to Quail Creek Golf Course, where we have a lovely pint of beer and watch the color television set and come out and watch Rory McIlroy win today.
Oh, my goodness.
So Bobby, glad to have you here.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, we've got quite a lineup for you today. Let me go ahead and set this table for you as we get started here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to visit with the president of Pocket Tech and the inventor of the Copper Tech Plus Golf Club. Now, this is absolutely the best golf club on the market. Bobby, I shared it with you on Friday. Lloyd Cohn explains in our next segment, and I'm telling you, there's 1,000 golf clubs out there. This one right here, you have got to try. It is fantastic. Lloyd will tell us all about it coming up.
Well, looking forward to that. Yeah, it was a nice glove and had a nice grip to it. And it reminds me of the Tour Wrap grip, and the combination should be pretty good. It looks like it'd help you in the wet weather as well.
Exactly.
With the golf club. So, yeah, looking forward to trying one. Send samples.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing that. There's some changes coming up in just a couple of weeks. And to kind of kick off those changes, we're going to be giving away a bunch of things. One of them will be that brand new Copper Tech Golf Club. So excited about that.
Thank you.
At the bottom of the hour, We are going to go out and visit with our West Coast correspondent. We'll talk to Vin Goodman about his trip out to St. Andrews. It's been a couple of years ago, but, you know, he got to go over there with some of our good buddies, Sparky being one of them, Jim Starkey, our other West Coast correspondent. We'll talk to him about the course and maybe some of the courses in the area of California that they are in, and then we'll wrap up the hour with some free golf. We'll get you caught up on the schedules, the leaderboards, and the official World of Golf rankings. Also, go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, to see our awesome magazine. Kudos to the publisher and editor-in-chief, Joey Johnson. Another fantastic edition. The summer issue is out right now, and you can pick it up at most any golf course. Bobby, you are a contributor in that, a great article you had on your golf course here at Quail Creek.
Right. We're very happy to have Dr. Tom Johnson working on the golf course. It has improved so much just over the last few months with his help and expertise, and I encourage you to come out. We are skipping hole number two till it grows back in right now. But it's in really good shape. People are starting to show back up. It's some of the best fairways you've ever seen in the county. You played the other day, and we're just very happy to have him and aboard our staff.
Got to tell you, I don't know that I've ever seen the fairways look as good as they do. They look fabulous, okay? You marry that up with the greens when you get the greens right. Bobby, the problem you're going to have is you don't have enough carts, okay?
I hope that's the problem.
Hey, but listen, you can always see the digital version of our magazine and also check out our podcast of the shows. Go to southernfairwaysgolf.com. A lot to wrap up in 1 hour, so don't blink your eyes. It is the fastest hour in radio. Bobby, as we close out this first segment, let's go back and revisit. You just got back this week from Lake Tahoe for the American Century Championship. You've been the head rules official there for 28 years now, and I know each and every year you're anxious to get out there. It is beautiful as we watched it on TV, and boy, you had quite the finish. We had Peter Jacobson on last week, and your finish was going into the final round. It was Mahler and
Pavelski.
No, I thought Marty Fish was in there. Pavelski was in there, wasn't he? Yeah.
Well, Tony Romo, Mark Mulder, and Joe Pavelski were in a three-way playoff.
Yeah, but that's what Peter Jacobson said. Hey, watch Tony Romo. He was down there in fourth or fifth, and you had Marty Fish up there and Mulder up there leading. And he said, just watch Tony Romo. And sure enough, Tony comes back and wins this thing.
Yeah, I was fortunate to give him a ride back to the tee on both the playoffs. And as we were riding back, he said, I'm going to charge every putt. I'm going to hit every shot that I can. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to have the opportunity to win. I'm going to take my chances. And he hit those first couple of putts in both playoffs a little bit long, but he's aggressive. He works hard on his putting. He's a little slow at putting. He takes his time. He's very deliberate. But congratulations to him. That's his second win. Mark Mulder's won three or four times. Joe Pavelski, great to see a new name up at the top of the leaderboard, the hockey player. Annika Sorenstam finished tied for fourth with Adam Thielen.
If she could putt, she would have won it.
Well, I know, but, you know, she's 51 now, but she's still competing, and she's looking forward to playing in the Ladies Open, Senior Open. Marty Fish, what an outstanding person he is, and he's always in contention. The lefty just does a great job. Mike Madonna, if you remember last year, had the two at 18, including a hole for a double eagle. So it's a great – it ran so smooth. Mike Millthorpe does just the best job as a tournament director I've ever seen. Had the opportunity to work with John Drago from the AT&T, Byron Nelson, Chris Cookson from here in Mobile, and now lives in Las Vegas. He was out there for rules, and Ron Hickman from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Ron has been on many, many rules staffs around the country. He's done U.S. Open, Ryder Cup, PGA Championship.
Masters.
He's done a lot of things for the PGA of America. So I am in awe of all the professionals I'm around. And it just ran real smooth. And I had a nice time chatting with Larry the Cable Guy, Charles Barkley, just so many of them. I got to meet Jake Owen this year, Western performer,
yeah.
And nice young man. And I tell you, I have a lot of favorites, but the guy who's just a gentleman all the time, and we've had him on the show, is Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
He is just an outstanding person. And so it's nice to rub elbows with those guys, but then to watch him compete when Romo, Mulder, and Fish get in the hunt, and John Smoltz, man, they are grinding. They're after each other. And that's fun competition, so I do enjoy it.
Well, it is, and I guess there's some news now. One of the guys, the participants out at the American Century Championship, Sir Charles Barkley, has got some news. If you're a LIV fan, you may like this. If you're not a LIV fan, you're going to scratch your head and say, maybe I do understand. All right, but we got about 30 seconds here.
Well, I just saw that today also, that Charles Barkley's been contacted by Greg Norman to be part of the media relations for LIV. And Charles said, I do like LIV. I'm going to talk to Greg Norman and see what happens.
That'll be interesting. That will be interesting. All right, hey, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we'll visit with the president of Pocket Tech and the inventor of one of the best golf clubs you will ever put on your hand, the Copper Tech Plus Golf Club, Lloyd Cohn. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show with Randy Bergen. Hey, just a reminder for you, if you're going to be in the Spanish Fort area, whether you're coming from Mobile, Pensacola, Gulf Shores, Central Alabama, be sure and stop by the Fort. It's right across from the Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort. Come to Boom's Thai Kitchen. How about some crunchy chicken, sweet and sour chicken, pad thai, lo mein noodles? You like shrimp? We got it for you. Thai curry. Be sure to add the pineapple in there. It is my favorite. You have to order the world-renowned Boom Rolls. Oh, my goodness. Come by, see us at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. Do it today.
Hello, sports fans. Joe Theismann here, world champion quarterback and MVP. You're listening to talk show host Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and enjoy your life.
All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, and boy, I am glad to have this guy on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. He is the president of Pocket Tech, Mr. Lloyd Cohn. Lloyd, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Man, I am fantastic, and I got to tell you, and folks, we're going to talk about this glove that he has created. The Copper Tech Plus Golf Glove is fantastic. You know, we were talking just a little bit earlier. This past weekend, I used the glove in our GCGA Tour event, and in a very humble way, I was able to take the trophy home. And I want to give a lot of credit to this golf club, which we're going to talk a lot about in this segment. It was absolutely a phenomenal glove. I want to talk about the Copper Tech Plus because the pain relief, and a lot of the guys that play golf with me know that I'm getting old, and I have some pain in my wrist and my elbows and things like this. Absolutely no pain using this glove.
No, you know what? You hit the nail right on the head. And the guys that try it will tell you the same thing. They just can't believe it. They just say, wow, this thing is magical. And we hear that a lot. We really do. Guys who use it say, unbelievable. How does this work? That's how it really works. You got to put it on. You got to try it. You go test run it. And you will be a true believer.
Well, you know, Lloyd, it's copper-infused technology, okay? And we've seen that for many years now. But a great idea to put it in a golf glove, and it certainly works. But talk about that copper-infused technology. What does that mean?
So what happens is, it's pretty simple. There's a lot of iron in your body, in your bloodstream. And so when you mix copper and iron together, it moves blood, and that's what we did. And then we reinforced it with the compression. So now you have copper-infused technology with the compression grip, and it helps move blood. And just like your salad dressing, vinegar and oil, right? When they're sitting still, they kind of just hang out. You can look at them, but when you shake it up, man, it tastes good. Same thing with the glove. When you put that copper in there with the compression and with the iron in your body, it makes your hands feel good. And that's what we did. And it took a long time to do it, but it works.
Well, and that was what I was going to ask you also. We're visiting with Lloyd Cohn, president of Pocket Tech and the inventor of the Copper Tech Plus Golf Glove. It is fantastic, I'm telling you. We're going to give you a promo code coming up in just a moment so you can get one as well and try this thing out. We'll talk about a field study that you did as well. But when did you start working on this, Lloyd?
Well, I guess ever since I was 17 when I broke my fingers. As a young kid, I did a lot of outside work, and I broke two fingers living up in New Jersey. My fingers always hurt me in the wintertime, just with arthritis. And then as I moved up that age line, really in my late 40s, I'm like, there's got to be a better way. So started playing around, and, you know, the copper thing got hot, and I said, well, let's do a golf glove, and started toying, cutting, pasting, doing everything like you do in your garage. And sure enough, that's how the Copper Tech glove came around.
Well, it is a phenomenal glove for sure, and you did a study, the Carpetech Golf Club. You received some high praise from golfers in this independent medical clinical field study that was conducted at multiple Florida golf courses. Let's talk a little bit about this study, because as I looked at this, you did about five dozen male and female participants in this, aging from 21 to 80 years of age. Talk a little bit about the results of this, and, I mean, again, very incredible.
Well, it was just a blind study. We actually gave it out to 100 men and 100 women and gave them the gloves, and 2 weeks later, we asked them a bunch of questions to come back and give us a rating of 1 to 10. And honestly, I don't think there was one person that gave us less than a 9. And the proof is in the pudding. You know, we had a guy call just yesterday. A friend of his had the copper glove. And he called up and said, hey, listen, I was playing with a friend of mine who has your glove. Can I buy 6 of them? And he went on and to say he had trigger finger. And he had just gotten operated on, I guess, 6 months ago and couldn't grip a club. And, you know, kind of with the study, we did the same thing. People that had issues with or without their hands or fingers. They got the glove, and he said, Lloyd, this glove is absolutely magical. As he put it on, he could grip it. And he had no pain, and he said he could play 18, probably 36, without even, you know, worrying about anything. And we kind of backed it up by hiring a doctor, a true MD, out of he got his medical degree out of Florida State, then works in Orlando at a medical center, and he was kind enough to, you know, keep the whole thing running, and the results are just outstanding.
Well, they really are. I mean, as you look at this, 54% responded that they believe their handicap would improve if they continue to wear the Carpetech glove while playing. I fall into this group right here. 34% responded that their score improved while wearing the Carpetech golf glove. Okay. 39% thought that they would take less medication as a result of wearing the Carpetech golf glove while playing golf. I mean, the results are incredible on this. And in this study, also, golfers claimed that the Carpetech golf glove reduced recovery time of muscles as it wicks away sweat from the body to prevent chafing, rashes, and odor. Thank you very much. And a particular important part is, especially in along the Gulf Coast in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, this humid weather, this has a great tackiness in the outer part of the glove. Talk about that for just a moment.
Well, really, that's... You know, it kind of reminds you of the OBJ glove. You know, remember
right.
OBJ catching that ball over his head? Like, how did he do that?
Right.
Well, this glove has that same tackiness, okay? So as soon as you put that grip on that glove on that grip, you can't move your hands. And I think, really, that's what people, as soon as they feel that grip with that glove, it's like, holy cow. And their hands don't move. You know, it's like meeting the Elmer Glue guy. Remember, you as a kid, you shook hands with your buddy,
right,
and you wouldn't let go?
Right.
Oh, I'm from Elmer Glue. Well, this is the same thing. Your hands do not move. And you know what? A lot of guys don't realize. I played to a 2 or 3 handicap, and you still move your hands. And if you're even a bigger handicap, 18, 19, 20, you're moving your hands all day long. And you don't realize that. But you do. But with this grip, with that silicone grip, you don't move your hands for a millimeter. And that's what people don't understand. And that's where I think the pain comes from, because they're moving their hands. They don't move them anymore with this glove.
Well, and I'll tell you, you're absolutely right. We're visiting with Lloyd Cohn, the president of Carpetech, the inventor of the Carpetech Plus golf glove. It is a fantastic glove, folks. I'm telling you, pro mode coming up here in just a second, so you can save some money whenever you order yours. One of the things, Lloyd, as you go through here too, it's not just one color. You have multiple colors, combinations, and all that. But the neat thing also is the fact that pretty much one size fits all.
Well, it's a one size fits most, because we do have some buddies here that are, you know, 6'7", 6'8". So we do have an extra large, and for those guys that are 6'7", 6'8", who can play in the NBA, we do make a double X. Because, listen, one of my friends, he's 6'6", you know, 350. And for that reason, we do make a few different sizes. But for the majority of it, you're correct. it's one size fits most.
And you have it in women's.
And it's left and right hand.
Exactly. And for women. Yeah, for women as well.
And for women, too, because a lot of the colors, I mean, my wife's got 20 different pairs of, you know, shoes, and they're all different colors. And if you're going to dress her up on a golf course, she wants to match what she's wearing as well.
See, now, and Joey, our buddies will tell you, because of the way I play golf, I'm just not that good, but I have to go for look. It doesn't matter how I play. How do I look? I look all right. Hey, I'm okay then. All right, but I will tell you, there is one glove in here that I really want to get. It's the USA glove. That is a sharp looking glove.
It's pretty cool. It really is. If you know, you're patriotic all year round, that USA glove, you will be. People say, "Where'd you get that glove?" No, we hear that as well.
No doubt about it, Lloyd. We only got a couple minutes left here. Let me ask you this. All right, I get my glove. A, how long should I expect this glove to last, and how do I take care of it? How do I clean it?
Well, the good thing for the consumer is the glove will last you 2, 3, 4 seasons. That's good for you. Sucks for us because we won't sell as many. But I promise you that'll outlast any other glove that you've ever had in your bag, any leather glove, any all-weather suede glove. The copper glove will definitely outlast that. To clean it, you know, you can get a baby wipe, Clorox cleanup. Some people even put them in the washing machine. We don't recommend it, but you can. You know, so you can clean it 3 ways. Soap and water, Clorox cleanup, or in the washing machine. We don't recommend that one, but we know people do it.
Sure,
again, the glove, it'll outlast most gloves on the market. I would say every glove on the market.
I'm excited.
For $20, it's probably your best value you can get.
Well, and there you go. That's where I was headed next. All right, folks want to go ahead and order one. How do they do that? And let's give them that promo code.
Well, it's pretty simple. For all your listeners out there, we've actually put a promotion on your website. You'll save free shipping and handling on it. Just enter the promotional code on the website, and you're going to save $8.95. You're not going to pay any shipping and handling.
And that promo code is Southern Fairways, and all they need to do is go to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Folks, go on there, order one right now. There is a huge selection of color. Again, one size fits most. If you have those real large hands, you're one of those 6'6", 6'8", 6'9", 7-foot folks and have those large hands, then they have a size for you as well. But we encourage you, check out this fantastic Copper Tech Plus golf glove. I'm telling you, you could be a winner with it as well, all right? You could be a winner as well. Hey, Lloyd, it's been fun hanging out with you. Our time went by real fast. Can we get you back on soon?
Randy, love to. Absolutely. Love to. Anytime. You just let me know.
Man, great interview right there with Lloyd Cohen, the inventor of Copper Tech Plus Golf Club. You got to check it out. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Reobtained this are already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many times have we allowed what has happened in our past to keep us from attempting something in the future? The fear of failure can actually make you a failure. Michael Jordan was arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. We all remember seeing him hit the last second shot and win the championships. Even in his last game with the Bulls, he hit the last shot of the game to win. But do you know that he missed 9,000 shots over his career? And 26 times he took the last shot of a game and missed. But who would you want to take that shot? The one that's not afraid to keep shooting. God doesn't ever label us as a failure. So why do we often see ourselves that way? I'm here today to tell you, because of the cross, God will never give up on you and will always love you and see value in you. In the eyes of God, you are a winner. I'm Rick Whittle, the minister of the Spanish Fork Church of Christ, and you have a blessed day.
And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show with Randy Bergen. I am Randy Bergen, along with the dog at Quail Creek, where we're broadcasting live from. Bobby Hall is back from that nice little journey out to Lake Tahoe. For Bobby, you were going for what, about 10 days or so?
11 days. 11 days. Counted every one of them.
Well, we are glad to have you back. Let's do this. Let's head back out to the West Coast, and we're going to talk to our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Vinny, how you doing, my brother?
Dude, I am blessed, man. I'm over here at Sparky's watching the big 400-inch screen TV and just hanging out.
Oh, that is so good. That is so good. Well, maybe we can get Sparky on here in just a little bit. But, hey, got to talk to you a little bit. You and, I guess, Sparky had the opportunity to go and go to St. Andrews several years ago for the Open. Talk a little bit about that experience while you were over there. And you told me a really, really neat story about how some things worked out for you.
Yeah, we got over there, and we were actually going to stay in Edinburgh, which is about a two-hour drive away from the course. And we ended up having a little good time. The guys went to a pub, and I had to go get the car because they had a couple of sodas more than they should have. And by the time I got back, ended up we rented three rooms above the bar that was a block down the street from the 18th green, and just had a wonderful time. Had dinner, walked out on the 18th green after the round, took pictures at the bridge. And then just had a great time. It was just it was one of those magical days. We were just talking about it today, about how fun it was, and just being able to see the place and walk on the grounds and, you know, get to enjoy something that a lot of people get to do.
Well, and you talking about walking on the grounds, y'all did something a little special, probably wouldn't recommend to a lot of folks.
Well, yeah, we just kind of were getting done with dinner, we're walking along there, and the little gate was open, and we all made a ride, walked out on 18. Nobody said nothing, so we went down and took pictures on the bridge, and then we walked a little farther, and then we made the mistake of walking up on the green, and that's when we got kicked off.
That is almost reminiscent of our 2008 little visit to Torrey Pines, where you and a couple of other of our friends went on a little recon while Sparky and I kind of hung back. But, Bobby, the bottom line here is if you go on a little golf venture with this group, be prepared, okay? Bring bail money, okay? Because you just never know. but I know y'all had a lot of fun. What was the big thing for someone that maybe has never been there? I've never been there. Bobby, you've been there?
No, I have not.
What would you say is the big takeaway from St. Andrews?
You know, for me, the biggest thing was the smallness of the town for the bigness of the event. You know, just everything and the tradition and the history and the age of everything, you know, how old it was, and just being able to walk around. And it's such a casual atmosphere compared to something you see in the States. And it's just being able to go and experience and see the things that you see on TV and to be able to touch them. And to feel them and be part of it. That's just the need. I think the biggest thing is just the smallness and how everything was just right there and the history, you know, that was involved in it.
We're visiting with our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Bobby?
Hey, Vinny, good to hear from you. Sorry you didn't make it up to Lake Tahoe, but that invitation's open anytime you want to drive over the mountain and come. But I'm glad to hear you share about the history of St. Andrews. That's the one thing you talk about, old Tom Morris and young Tom Morris Jr. and the history that's gone into that event, and Bobby Jones walking through across that bridge, and Ben Hogan and all the greats. And I'm sure it was, as they say, a magical moment when you're there at St. Andrews. I think that's great, and I'd like to share in that one day.
That would be fun. Bucket list.
Well, I know there's, it's just a phone call and a few dollars that we can do. It might cost you 9 or 10% more to go do it now. But, you know, it's just a matter of a little dough and a little travel time.
You know, Vinny, let me ask you, as you look at this right here, and I know you and Starkey are watching the Open, as most people are right now. We're keeping our eye on it as well. And we're going to give a leaderboard update coming up shortly for other professional tours. But as we look at the Open, Cameron Smith has come back. Right now, he is through 13. He is 6 under on the day. He and Bryson DeChambeau right now with those 6 unders, but he's 18 under overall, so he ties Rory McIlroy, and I believe Cameron is now through 13 holes, Rory through 12. Can this young man that has got one of the best mullets in the world, can he win this thing, or can Rory hang on?
You know, I think he can win. I think the big thing is if Cameron can keep going, and he was 4 under on 4 holes, and if he could post somewhere, I think around 20, you know, come in and with a couple more, maybe even 21, and then all of a sudden there's going to be a little pressure on McIlroy having to come finish up, which is, you know, the back nine's the harder to play. And I think it would make it really interesting. As a matter of fact, it's interesting right now, but I think it get really, if he could get up into the 20, I think that would be a great TV watch for the rest of the afternoon.
Well, and I agree with you. However, I'm pulling for Rory McIlroy, as if he wins this one, this will be his 5th major, which I think that puts him in a class of only 20 other people that have reached 5 majors. So I think he's got a home, I don't want to say hometown crowd, but I believe that he's the favorite there, and I would certainly love to see Rory. Rory has become, I think, and Bobby, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think he has become kind of the face of the PGA right now.
Absolutely. With his personality and the way he conducts himself, he's very professional. Him and Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, you know, they're the guys, they're the face of the tour now. Yeah, I would certainly agree with that.
Yeah, and so it'd be interesting. But hey, look, you can't, the Cameron Young, the American there, just he absolutely can, he can stick it out there. Victor Hovland, of course, entered today's round tied with Rory McIlroy. He is even on the day. Rory is at 2 under. I think Rory has a chance, but Cameron Smith is, Vinny, as you said it, he's on a roll right now. When you get that kind of confidence going and you're feeling it, it's kind of hard to stop. Kind of hard to beat.
Yeah, and it's more of you, especially on that golf course, all of a sudden the bounces go your way. You know, you hit the right spots. You hit it, you know, and it just seems to start flowing for you, and I think that's what's going to happen to him. I think he's going to be a 20 under when he gets done with 18, and I think it's going to be some great TV coming in.
Visiting with our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Vin, hey, let's turn real quick. Let's talk a little bit about some of the golf in your area. Bobby was out there in your area, not too far from you at Lake Tahoe. I know, and Bobby, I didn't mention this to you, but Vinny had told me that they were going to try to come up and see you, and got pulled in another direction. But, Vin, talk about some of the neat golf courses. I know in your area, I know there's one that we go down and play a lot, especially when we go down to Dana Point with Starkey, and we play Monarch. Just an absolutely awesome golf course. Bobby, you're hitting back out to the ocean on a couple of holes. It's really, really neat. But talk about some of those neat courses in your area, Vinny.
You know, and I think like what you just said right there, Randy, you know, when you involve the ocean and a golf course, it just doesn't get better. And, you know, especially out here on the Pacific Coast, when you go south of Los Angeles, the weather's typically always good. You're somewhere around 72 to 78 degrees. A nice breeze, and you have these just majestic views of hitting a golf course, looking out of the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, there's always good food, good environment, a lot of fun things to do, but the golf is just tremendous. Everything's in good condition, fairways, greens, and just a fun place to come play golf.
You know, one course, Ben, that you've talked a lot about is just a little north of you. What is it? Episcopo, what is the name of it?
Posse and Tempo.
There it is. Say that again.
Dude, Posse and Tempo is, if you can ever play Posse and Tempo, you will not want to play another golf course. I mean, just the way the greens are set up, how the course flows through it, and I mean, it is, to me, it's the best play to play golf. For 6,300 yards, it's everything you want in a golf course. And I think this year they're actually redoing their back nine this year and the front nine the following year. And it's just, I mean, just a great course. As long as you get good weather up in the Bay Area, you know, or actually, you know, over there in Santa Cruz, it's a fun test of golf and a great putting experience.
All right, well, we know that you're hanging out. We only got about a minute left here. We know you're hanging out with our other West Coast correspondent, Jim Starkey. And so y'all's plans today are just to continue to watch the Open, which will finish, it's what, about 9:43 your time right now. You got a couple hours left. Are y'all going to go out and hit the links for a little bit?
Actually, I got a tee time at 1:15 at my old Stockdale Country Club, and today's going to be 109 holes, and I'm walking it. It was 105 yesterday, and I walked that. and Ben's going to be a tired boy from getting up early and playing golf in the afternoon.
hey, Bobby,
have you got your Dr. Scholes on?
Hey, let me tell you one thing. His golf course is so much fun. Stockdale is a fun place to go. You've got to go out there and play with us sometime. And then let's travel down to Dana Point, play Monarch, play Strawberry Farms. There's a lot of beautiful golf courses around there. And you've been saying you're going to go with us.
Yep.
Vinny, you're going to have to make him go.
I got to bite the bullet.
Hey. Well, I'm going to tell you this. As much as I love Bakersfield, screw Bakersfield, we're going to go down to Dana Point, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, do a little body surfing after a round of golf. That's what we've got to go do.
Oh, okay.
By the way, how's my boy Starkey doing?
Starkey's doing pretty good. He actually got in, and we're all over here. Matter of fact, Doug Williams came over, and there were four of us that went on that trip together over to Scotland and England and played golf, and so we got over here about 4:30 and started watching it. So he's doing great.
Well, that's good. Well, tell Doug we said hey too, and Vin, we look forward. Y'all going to be coming over this direction, I hope, very soon, and we're going to get together and play some golf. Yeah. And love you guys, and certainly look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, me as well, Bobby. I'm sorry about missing you, but next year I'm going to make it happen, no matter what.
Okay. Well, you're welcome anytime. And bring Starkey. Love you guys. And anytime you come back our way to Baldwin County, come on down.
All right, Biggin. Love you guys.
All right. All right, buddy. There you go. Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent. I'm going to tell you, they don't get much better than Vinny and Starkey and that whole gang. And I'm telling you, Bobby, when you hang out with them, you better seriously put some bail money in your back pocket, because you never know what might happen for sure. Hey, you know, they've got the open is rolling. Rory McIlroy 18-under, Cameron Smith 18-under, Cameron Young at 16-under, Victor Hovland at 15, Dustin Johnson at 14-under, Brian Harman, the lefty, at 13, along with Tommy Fleetwood. We'll give you a more specific update here in just a few moments on the leaderboards. But Bobby, I got to tell you, you got a leaderboard out here at Quail Creek, too. Your fairways are absolutely beautiful. There is no doubt about it. Hey, let me mention real quick, Tiger Woods, did you watch that a little bit?
No,
he says pretty much goodbye to St. Andrews. Not saying goodbye to golf, but he's saying goodbye to St. Andrews. Maybe we can hear from him when we come back.
All right.
You've
got
to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
The great outdoors is wide open. There are fair winds to be found, sails to be trimmed, and memories to be made. The truth is, we all occasionally need a helping hand.
Thank you, CETO. This is Wild Child standing by.
We at CETO know you can't control everything, so our captains stand by 24/7 to get you home safely.
I'll get you home safely.
Or to get you back boating faster. CETO, help starts here.
Call your local CETO captain, John Ward, at 850-492-5070.
Well, yes, it was. It was very emotional for me. I've been coming here since 1995. And, I don't know when, I think the next one comes around in, 2030, and I don't know if I'll be physically able to play by then. To me, it felt like that this might have been my last British Open here at St. Andrews, and the fans, the ovation and the warmth, it was an unbelievable feeling. I understand what Jack and Arnold, you know, had gone through in the past, and I was kind of feeling that way there at the end, and just the collective warmth and understanding. They understand what golf's all about and what it takes to be an Open champion, and I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to have won this twice here, and it felt very emotional just because, you know, I just don't know what my health is going to be like, and I feel like I will be able to play future British Opens, but I don't know if I'll be able to play that long enough, or, you know, and it may come back, well, when it comes back around here, well, I'll still be playing.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
The Corn Ferry Tour is wrapping up in Springfield, Illinois for the 2022 Memorial Health Championship presented by LRS. This year, the event is taking place at Panther Creek Country Club. Leading the way, Rob Oppenheim has a one-stroke lead at 21 under, shooting 64, 68, 60. Mobile's Robbie Shelton sits at 12 under, which is a T25. The LPGA finished up yesterday in Midland, Michigan for the 2022 Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. It is a two-lady team that saw Lizette Salas and Jennifer Kupcho win with ease. Are you ready for this, Bobby? They shot 68, 61, 64, 61 to win by five at 26 under. The PGA Tour is in Truckee, California for the 2022 Barracuda Championship. This year, the event taking place at Tahoe Mountain Country Club. The Barracuda Championship is the only event on the PGA Tour featuring the modified Stableford scoring system. Ches Reavie is at plus 37. Guys, this is where you want more points, okay? Leading the way by six. And those that did qualify are at the final major of the season, the 150th playing of the Open, which is this year is at the home of golf. That's right, St. Andrews Golf Old Course. And right now, Cameron Smith has moved into the lead. He is 19 under. Roy McIlroy won back at 18 under. Cameron Young at 16 under, Victor Hovland 15 under, Dustin Johnson at 14 under, and he has Dustin's through 15, finishing with Brian Harman. He finishes at 13 under along with Tommy Fleetwood. So, wow, a lot of good golf right there. And the GCGA Tour played last week at Timber Creek Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. An awesome turnout and an awesome finish. That's right. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Congratulations to Randy Bergen, winner of the GCGA event at Timber Creek.
That was a lot of fun. Hey, our next event will be at the Peninsula Golf Club in Gulf Shores on August the 14th. If you're looking for a competitive tour, no matter what your skill level, go to GCGATour.com to register and find out more. Go to GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. Now you're officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. A lot going on there, Bobby. A lot going on. And, man, Cameron Smith taking that one-stroke lead. He's through 14, Bobby. It's getting close.
I like to say great theater. It's coming up. We're going to have to go in there and watch it when we unplug from here. I'll be in front of it watching with intense eyes. Hey, what a great leaderboard. And have that young man come out like that with the mullet. Ooh, we'll see some young haircuts coming up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, got to say congratulations to Xander Shoffley as he wins last week at the Genesis Scottish Open. And Trey Molinex, the former University of Alabama standout, wins at the Barbasol Championship. The Barracuda Championship going on in a place that you were not very far from, Bobby. They are up playing near Lake Tahoe. I guess it Lake Tahoe Mountain, yeah.
At Truckee.
In Truckee.
1 year in Lake Tahoe, Peggy and I took the car and drove the lake, and I said, I want to go see this little town called Truckee. We went through it, and it's like going back to the old West. The railroad tracks come through town. It's kind of a Western look. It has a real neat vibe to it, and we did drive out where that golf course is and Martis Camp, which is a lot of celebrities live out at Martis Camp, which is a great golf course. Did not see this course, but it is a beautiful, beautiful area. So if you're ever out that way, stop in Truckee. It's a great little town.
Absolutely. Ches Reavie right now, as I mentioned, he's at plus 37. Next to him, Martin Laird, the young man from Scotland. He's a six back at plus 31. Again, with a Stableford system, Bobby, you want more points.
You want more points, and a lot of us around the country play points and keep a point quota, and it's just easier on your game. Once you get to double bogey, you'd pick it up. Well, what's interesting out here at the PGA Tour at the Barracuda, double eagle is worth 8 points, eagle is worth 5 points, birdie, 2 points, bogey, take away one, and if you make a double bogey or worse, minus three. So, you know, birdies count, bogeys hurt you, you know, pars, even points. So it's pretty interesting. And we play it at this way at Lake Tahoe. It's a little more exciting for the guys. It's not stroke play. And the ability to pick up the ball and not be disqualified, or if there's a penalty, all you do is take the Stapleford points. You know, we cut down a lot on disqualifications,
sure,
or player errors during rulings and things like that. That's one of the great things about Stapleford.
Oh, and that's what we do on the GCGA Tour. That's why it doesn't matter what your skill level is. It's based off your handicap and playing with a point. So it does make it a lot more fun, and it means that anybody out of the – and we're averaging almost 100 a tournament – anybody can win.
Exactly.
I'm proof, okay? So there you go. Let me go ahead and give you the official World Golf Rankings presented by our good friends at Bridgestone Golf. Scottie Scheffler remains number one. Rory McIlroy is number two. John Rahm, three. Patrick Cantlay moves up from 7th to 4th place. Xander Schauffele from 11th to 5th. Cameron Smith is 6th. Justin Thomas drops from 5 to 7th. Colin Morikawa drops from 4th to 8th. Victor Hovland is at 9th. And Matt Fitzpatrick, he gets a nice little major. That's right, the PGA just a couple weeks ago. He moves into that top 10 of the official World Golf Ranking. So congratulations to all of them.
And if you look down that leaderboard, the guy had 8 under this morning, Sam Burns.
That's right.
So with Cameron Young right on his tail, on Rory McIlroy, he's got to step it up these last few holes. He's got to get that putter going.
Sam Burns just fell out of that top 10. He's at number 11 right now. So,
if that number's out there, they can make it.
It is, and let's see if they can. Let's do this real quick. Let's go ahead and give you the let me get it right here. All right, here we go. This is Super Speed Golf brings you the professional tour schedules for the week of July the 17th. The DP Tour will be in England for the Kazoo Classic. Say it, Bobby. Kazoo.
I'll let you handle
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you. The Corn Ferry Tour visits Springfield, Missouri for the Price Cutter Championship. Dylan Wu is the defending champion, and the purse is worth $750,000. The LPGA will be in France this week for the fourth major of the season. It's the Evian Championship. Minji Lee is the defending champion. The purse is $6.5 million. The PGA Tour champions travel to Scotland for the Senior Open Championship, being played at Glen Eagles Hotel, King's Course. Stephen Todd is the defending champion. The purse, a mere $2.5 million. And the PGA Tour travels back to the U.S. this week to play in Blaine, Minnesota for the 3M. The course, the Twin Cities TPC, and the defending champion is Cameron Champ. The purse, Bobby, a mere $7.5 million.
Is that all?
That is it. Okay. That is it. That is your professional tour schedule for the week of July the 18th, 2022, brought to you by Super Speed Golf. Get more speed and more distance using the Super Speed Golf Training Tool. Go to superspeedgolf.com and use the promo code Randy to receive a great discount. Again, promo code Randy at superspeedgolf.com. Bobby, time is going by too fast, brother.
I know. We're out of time.
We are getting really, really close. Let me mention this real quick. Our good friends down at Kraft Farms and Peninsula, the local special is back. You can play $65 at Kraft Farms Peninsula, $75. Call Kraft Farms 251-968-3002. Ryan Mello, our good friend, the director of golf there, and Anthony Vaughn is down at Peninsula, 251-968-8009. Bobby, let's see if we got time to give away something. I'm going to give a 5-pack away to Glen Lakes, all right? And we're just going to take the first phone call. First phone call, 5-pack to Glen Lakes,
wow.
All right? How
cool.
About the second phone call is going to get?
5 rounds here at Quail
Creek. Wow. There yeah. You go. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. First phone call gets a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. The second phone call gets 5 rounds here at Quail Creek.
You take care of the cart fee. We'll take care of the green fee. And I guarantee you come out here, you'll see the best fairways in Baldwin County. I'll put them up against any of them. Dr. Tom's just done a fantastic job. We're very happy. So please come see us at Quail Creek.
Bobby, that's one of the things you mentioned in your article here is you talk about the fairways and everything. And I got to tell you, folks, if you've not been out to Quail Creek and you've still got some issues with your greens, you're working through those, okay?
Right.
But the fairways are as beautiful as you will see anywhere in Baldwin County.
Yes, we're very grateful with everything that's going on here. Very grateful to the city and the mayor. City Council and Mayor for backing us up and helping us out and doing anything we need to make this course better for the public.
Turn that bump music down just a little bit. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. That's how you can win a 5-pack to Glen Lakes and a 5-pack to Quail Creek. All right. Thank y'all so much for hanging out. Bobby, thanks for hosting us, brother.
Hey, glad to be here, and thank you for coming down, Randy. Always a pleasure to have you.
All right, buddy. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Guys, we got some great news. We're making a move. We're going to tell you about it next week, all right? Should be a lot of fun. Thanks to our producers. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks to our sponsors. For the whole staff here, let's say a prayer. God bless America. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.